I remember I said to him one day, I said, anything you'd like to have done that you haven't done? He said, good Lord, yes. He said, I've missed out completely on space. He said, I'd love to have gone to the moon. He said, it was fascinating being at 38,000 feet or any other and seeing the curve of the Earth. But I'd love to have been away and looked back. He said, oh, yes, absolutely.
Clearly he was a risk-taker, wasn't he?
No. When anybody used to say, there's a calculated risk, he'd say there's no such thing as a calculated risk. He said it's either a risk or it isn't a risk. And I think that he did it because it was a job, you see. He analysed it. He just took it as his job. I don't think he ever thought of it as a risk as you and I might think, that we might, you know, put a £5 bet on and it might go. He was going to survive. So to him, it was just simply a job. If it went wrong, it was something which he'd taken on, which could go wrong. But I don't think he thought of it as a risk, as maybe you and I would think the word risk is now. I think he was brilliant at allotting time. I think he definitely said, you know, I shall do this and I do that and that'll take so long. And, you know, in his mind, he had a day programmed out. I mean, certainly all the time I was a teenager, he'd say to me, right, I don't want you to make a row, I'm going to have a 20-minute nap. And he never wore a watch, as I've said, but that nap would be 20 minutes on the dot. He'd fall absolutely fast asleep and he'd wake up and you would look at your watch and it would be 20 minutes. He luckily never really had health problems. That's a tremendous thing to start with. He was incredibly strong. I mean, he could virtually, even as an early teenager, pick me up with one hand. I suppose that's from wrestling with all those controls.
But he wasn't a big man, wasn't he?
No, no, not at all. And he always said to me, if I'd been big, I wouldn't be alive. He said, I made my escape from that PV7 over Martlesham, the first escape. He said, I would never have done that if I was big. Mentally, he was incredibly strong. I really have to stress that. He was so, so strong. My mother used to be in awe of him. She used to say, he is so powerful. And it wasn't a destructive power. It was a just, I'm going to do this and I'll do it. And he did it, always.